हरे कृष्ण। भक्ति इज द ट्रीटमेंट दैट ट्रांसफॉर्म्स इनटू अ ट्रीट। व्हेन वी आर सिक वी आर गिवन मेडिसिंस एंड सम मेडिसिंस मे बी बिटर। नाउ सम मेडिसिंस मे नॉट बी सो बिटर बट यूजुअली वी नेवर थिंक ऑफ अ मेडिसिन एज अ ट्रीट। We think of a medicine as something which we have to take, and we take it based on our intelligence, understanding that irrespective of whether it tastes good or not, it will make me good, it will improve my health. And eventually we think of the treat. Okay, maybe my stomach is upset now, but later when my stomach is healthy, I'll take treats. Maybe I'll eat ice creams, I'll eat pakodas, I'll eat parathas, whatever it is that we consider as a treat, we will take that. So usually we consider the treatment and the treat to be something, to be two different things. But bhakti is so wonderful that it is both a treatment and a treat. Initially when we start practicing bhakti yoga, it is bhava aushadha chotra mano bhiramat. That in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said bhava aushadha chotra. It is a medicine for the disease of material existence. And this medicine is to be taken in through the ears, the medicine of hearing about Krishna, hearing Krishna's holy names, hearing Krishna's pastimes, and chotra mano bhiramat. And over time, our mind will start relishing it. It will become joyful for us. So it's a treatment that will transform into a treat. How does that happen? Actually, we as souls have a dormant love for Krishna. But presently, that love is misdirected towards worldly things. So to the extent that love is misdirected, to that extent, even when we connect with Krishna, we don't feel joy. And Rupa Goswami gives the example that just as a sick person, a person with jaundice doesn't taste sugarcane juice as sweet. But just by taking sugarcane juice, the jaundice gets cured and the person starts tasting it as sweet. Similarly, when we keep practicing bhakti, the misdirection, that means we focus our consciousness on Krishna, we try to move towards Krishna, and by that our heart starts getting redirected towards Him. And the more the heart is redirected towards Him, the more we start feeling, we start progressing joyfully towards Him. And thus the treatment becomes a treat. In 18.37 Krishna says, this is the nature of elevated joys. So that He says, yattadagre vishamiva pariname amritopamam tatsukham satvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. So he says, yattadagre vishamiva, that which tastes like poison in the beginning. So initially it may be like a bhakti, may be like a treatment. We may not like it very much, but we understand this is a treatment that I need to take and I will take it. It's a treatment, and then what will happen? Pariname amritopamam, as we become purified, as our heart's attraction shifts from the world to Krishna, then every opportunity to connect with Krishna will become a joyful opportunity. And in that way, we'll start relishing the nectar. At that time, our heart and life will become joyful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.